His mind quickly ran through his options. He could try to help the Jedi escape, but was that what Nosterol wanted? He told Theron he was going to convince Darth Carad to go to Duro. Was getting captured part of the plan? Did he know his former Padawan well enough to think he could manipulate her into going to Duro by allowing her to interrogate him? It was a tactic SIS had used in the past, though the success rate wasn't high. Sometimes the targets saw through the ruse and refused to take the bait. Other times, they simply killed their prisoner before the false information could be fed to them. There was no way to know if getting caught was actually a calculated gamble by his partner, or if something had simply gone terribly wrong with his original plan. But if something had gone wrong, Theron realized there wasn't much he could do to help. He might be able to overpower the guards, or the Sith individually, but he doubted he could handle all of them together. And even if he did, breaking Nosterol from his prison would only alert Carad that her old master wasn't the only one who had infiltrated the spear. The entire ship would go into lockdown until they were both found. Most important of all, rescuing Nosterol did nothing to address the problem of getting the spear to Duro in the next 12 hours. If getting captured was part of his plan, rescuing him would ruin everything. If it wasn't, they were doomed anyway. Hard as it was, Theron had to leave Nosterol in enemy hands, trusting that his partner knew what he was doing. Trying not to think about what the Imperials would do to the Keldor, he returned to his work, attaching the slicer spike to the next relay. But it was impossible to push the Jedi completely from his mind. If Nosterol was going to do something to deliver Carad and the spear into the hands of the Republic, he had to do it soon. Time was running out. This time, Nosterol's torment was cold. Not the cold of bitter wind or a frozen world, but the black chill of the grave. He could feel his flesh rot and decay, his skin growing taut, his bones becoming hollow and brittle before crumbling into dust. When the suffering abruptly and mercifully ended, Nosterol's mind teetered on the brink of madness, shattered by hours upon hours of unspeakable torments. Even as he sought refuge in an ocean of dementia and delusion, some small part of him fought to cling to the last threads of his sanity. Had the Sith ordered another immediate bout of torture, he would have succumbed, sinking into the depths of lunacy. Instead, she commanded the interrogators to halt, perhaps sensing how close he was to being lost forever, and knowing the punishments Darth Carad would inflict if she failed to uncover his secrets.
"Are you ready to talk now, Jedi?"
she asked, still struggling to sort reality from the crazed pain hallucinations creeping around the edges of his mind. Nosterol could only whisper,
"No more. No more."
"You can end this," the Sith told him. "Tell Darth Carad what she wants to know, and your suffering will be over."
"I will talk. No more. I will talk. No more. I will talk. No more."
Turning away from the babbling Keldor, the apprentice said,
"Inform Darth Carad that the prisoner is ready for her."